You ask. And you ask him Lishma. Tell says, we don't find in all Masech Gittin that you ask him, Vaynatav, Vaynatav. And also Tosa says, and why shouldn't there be enough communion between Rabbah and Rava? There should be enough communion between Rabbah and Rava, whether you ask him or not. According to Rabbah, you'd ask him. Or according to Rava, you wouldn't ask him. That's Tosa's questions on Rashi. Is everyone with me? I hate starting right in the middle, but I got to. So Tosa has a different shot in the Gemara. But I'm a read. The Stam Lisha Lishma Kamasid the Pirish Bekuntris Nami Besamot. We're not going to do the Kapir Shakuntis Nami Besamach yet. That's a big deal, but we'll not do it yet. Taisa says, Stam Lishma Kamasid. Now, some people learned this wrong and said, oh, it's Stam Lishma. That's not what Taisa says. Taisa says, Stam Lishma Kamasid. When you say the Haggadah, Edus, of Bafanei Nechtav, Bafanei Nechtav, Lishma is. That means it's Lishma. V'fai Nechav, Stam means Lishma. So by saying V'fai Nechav, you are saying Lishma. It's another way of saying Lishma. And before we do, and we're just going to finish the Torah, it says, V'fai Nechav, V'fai Nechav, V'fai Nechav, V'fai Nechav, Lishma. The Gemara asks on Rabbah later, if it's all about Lishma, you should say B'fai Nechav, Lishma, B'fai Nechav, Lishma. The Gemara asks, according to Tosos now, is that a question?
No.
Well, why isn't it a question?
Because
means Lishma. So why should you have to say Lishma? So Tosos says, Nei yistam Lishma ma'ashim ikam ha'kakim the ikr takana mishim Lishma hu hava gamer behedya. Well, since the ikr takana was Lishma, why do it this way? Why not just say find out Lishma? Why say stama lishma? Say lishma. That's the Gemara's question. So my answer is it's too much talking. But so what does Tosa say? Tosa argues on Rashi. Tosa says stama lishma. Everyone with me? Huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh means yes? No, in Canada, means yes.
Okay. In America, what is yes?
That's Montreal.
I don't be Montreal.
Okay.
French
Canadians,
yeah. French Moroccan is a whole different thing. Then they just like yell at you in Arabic.
Oh, okay.
That's Spanish.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, really? My
turn. Now, so the question that old Rishayim asks is where do you see in Mephai Nefta, Mephai Nefta, Lishma? Taisa says you see in the words Mephai Nefta, Mephai Nefta, Lishma. Where do you see in the word the fainakta fainakta lishma? You're saying the fainakta fainakta, you're not saying lishma. Where is the lishma in the fainakta fainakta? That's what all the Rishonim asked. Basically, the first one to ask this kasha was the Ramban. And the Ramban, the Ran says in more detail what the Ramban really means to say. So I ask you to see the Ramban. So the Ran. So the Ran gives. So the Ran gives two answers. First answer is like, you know, anti-logic, the first answer. I don't know about anti-logic, but you think just the opposite. But the Ran says no. The Ran says this. When a guy comes to Beis Din, is a shliach with a get. Guy comes to Beis Din, and what does Beis Din say to him? We learned this Mishnah, so what does Bezin say to him? Anybody? What? No, that's not what Bezin says. Bezin says to him, oh, you're Shlich, forget, you must say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. That's what Bezin says to him. Says, Hamevi get in this Yam, Tzarek Shem, B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. How does he know that? How does the Shlich know that? Bezin tells him, oh, if you came with a get, you have to say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, okay, so Shir is 1:15, okay?
Okay.
So comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, when Bezin tells him, you have to say, he thinks to himself, why is Bezin saying this to me? Beza must be saying me to say this because there might be a problem. What should be the problem? Oh, maybe it's not Lishma. That's what a person would think to himself. That's probably what Beza's afraid of. So therefore he says to himself, if I ignore, if I say to Bezdin, that means I'm saying to them, don't worry about it, everything's good. There's no worries. So by saying he's saying there are no worries. According to his conversation in his mind, that's what he's saying, there are no worries. So therefore, when we hear a guy saying, what do we hear him saying? Lishma. Why? No worries. You're probably worried about that. I'm saying, I'm not telling you anything. By not telling you anything, I'm telling you, don't worry. Why do I say it's anti-logic? Usually, if I don't want you to worry, I say to you, hey, it's good. It's Lishma. Duran says, no, I'll just ignore you and say, don't worry. You know, it's good. So that's why it's Lishma. That's why it's Stama Lishma. Yes.
So obviously we're not going according to Rashi here that
This is going, Rashi doesn't hold this because Rashi says this is wrong. Rashi says this is wrong because Rashi says you must ask him if it's Lishma.
Right.
Tosa saying you don't have to ask him.
Rashi, he would never come to that conclusion on his own.
Right. So, Rashi doesn't hold it. Oh, now, if I have time today, I'm going to tell you what Rashi holds. Yes.
But I would think that, I mean, just on a basic level, there are other things he could think of himself, why they asked him to find that stuff. Like, his mind doesn't necessarily jump to the small. Maybe he says, oh, there's a halacha I don't know about that, it has to be written and signed in front of me for whatever other reason. And even if you don't want to say that, even further, like, he has to know about the halacha on the Shema, but according to this, in Tosfos, we're talking about they weren't Dorish Lishma. So why would he even think about that? Like, he wasn't taught that in Yeshiva.
The opposite. According to Rashi, why, since he's Amoritz, he wouldn't even think about Lishma. According to Tosfos, he doesn't hold of Lishma, but he says to himself, since Bezin asking, they must hold of it.
How does he even know about it? According to Tosfos, he knows about it.
According to Rashi, he doesn't know about it.
But according to Tosfos,
everybody knows about it. What Tosfos are writing to Rashi? No.
Only the
Sofer and the Machlokes says to Rashi is Rashi says nobody knows about it. That people don't know about it. They're Amoritzim. Tosfos says they know about it. They learned it. They all knew about it because they didn't hold of it. They agree with his Gemara.
You still have to assume that the Shliach knows anything, which he doesn't have to know anything.
According to Tosfos,
you have to choose a Shliach.
We assume that everybody knows the halacha. That's what Tosfos says.
You're a Shliach.
Yeah.
And therefore, he questions Rashi. Why ask him?
Right. Yes.
Can we say that this is similar to like what the Torah's Kitchen was saying? That by essence, what you're saying, you're also testifying that it's a Shema.
But he says the opposite. By testifying the Shema, you're testifying for Kiyum. That's how he's saying. He's saying, by saying the words before Netav, you're saying it's Lishma. It's like very different. Very. Yes.
The way I heard the run was just the fact that the guy would see that there's something funny. And therefore, he'll say, like, this funny might have happened afterwards. Not necessarily that the guy was thinking that there's a soul of Lishma there.
You didn't read the words around the guy that would do that. Sorry. Okay, I put you here, but the way you work, it's not some of the Shema.
No, it's not everything was done the proper way.
Why?
It's not everything was done in the
why was it,
right?
How do you know it's done the proper way?
Why? Because nothing funny happened afterwards.
Not afterwards.
What?
That's not what Rashi says.
Oh, we're talking about how he reminds you of the La'acher Nechtav. What is it like? Not,
funny
happened
no. Afterwards. The La'acher Nechtav was written for somebody else.
After. Oh, not after?
No. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not laughing at you. No.
It's okay. It's for myself.
Yeah, okay. That's the first shot in the run. What's the second shot in the run? The second shot in the run is a little hard. Just. Yeesh. She starts at 1:15. Okay? Now, what's the second shot in the run? It's a little more complicated. A little more. That means, Duran's asking a question. We are asking a question. How do you know if someone says b'fayinatav, it was l'shma. That means there could be a case of b'fayinatav, and it's not l'shma. That, do you understand? By asking that question, we are saying that b'fayinatav doesn't have to be l'shma. So Ron says, what would be the scenario if someone's saying b'fayinatav, and it not being l'shma? So you know what's, so the Ron says, there's only one scenario in that, one scenario that could be. What's your question on it?
I want to know if I could just repeat the, what it means by asking it.
Okay, the question is, how do you know when the Kshuv said b'fayinatav, it was l'shma? That's the question, right? That's the question, yes? What makes that into a question? It, because it could be that it could be l'fayinatav and not be l'shma, or else it wouldn't be a question. So, is it possible? So the Ron says, there's only one possibility. Is there one scenario that could happen? You know what the scenario is? The Ron says, a guy writes a get for his wife. And a guy, Yaakov saw it. Then he loses it. Someone else finds it. Then the one who finds it wants to make a shliach, and he, by chance, asks the same Yaakov to be the shliach. So that would be the case. So Yaakov would say, "Fayinatav," but it wouldn't be l'shma.
And it's also the same.
So you're making up a case which couldn't be possible. Oh, that means it's one in a million, right? For one in a million, you wouldn't have to say, "Fayinatav," for this one in a million case. That means for one in a million case, 999,000 something, by saying I saw it, means it's l'shma. That case didn't happen. So by saying, b'fayinatav, you're saying that that this case is the case where I saw it written, and it's written l'shma. So by saying, b'fayinatav, that other story didn't happen. That's what you're saying. Yes.
In the case of the Yaakov again, who was
Yaakov wanted to divorce his wife. He asked the sofer to write, and aid him to sign. Very good. And a person saw it. Yaakov saw it. Okay. Now, Yaakov is not the aid, not the by. Yaakov is a person who saw this story happen.
Okay.
Now, someone else finds it. Who has the same name, he has the same name, his wife has the same name. He wants to use it. He wants to send it to his wife. By chance, a one in a million shot, he asks this same Yaakov to be the shliach for the get. Right? That will be a case where the shliach will say, b'fayinatav, it was written in front of him, but it might not be l'shma. Why isn't it l'shma?
It wasn't written.
That's the only case the Ron says it can be possible. Hey, we say that case is not happening. So therefore, that case didn't happen. If that case didn't happen, every time he says b'fayinatav, it was l'shma. Because that's the only case of not l'shma. That's what the Ron says.
So again, it's a question of why would you ask him?
What? So you wouldn't ask him. See, that's what he says. You wouldn't ask him.
Wait,
yes.
Then why, sorry, I don't know if this was just what he asked, but why, according to Ron, do you need to ask him b'fayinatav?
You don't have to. No. You have to say b'fayinatav.
Right.
And once he says it, we know it's l'shma.
Okay.
That's close. According to Rashi, you have to ask.
Okay.
Yes.
There's the Rashi, we haven't attempted to run at all, right?
What?
This is
yes.
This is
the
run. We still
hold that as though? Yeah. What does Rashi say? Does Rashi say stama l'shma?
No.
No, he says you have to ask him. Why does Rashi argue with this Ron? Why does Rashi argue with this Ron? So let me tell you what I heard from my Rebbe. There's much more involved, and I don't have time to get, I'll do that on Sunday. As much as I'll tell you the etzem verse, which is so true, it's unbelievable. There's two parts to this Gemara, right? There's two parts. The first part, Rava says, why do you say b'fayinatav? Rava says, l'shma, Rava says, ein shliach kaimai. So you're saying Eidus. The shliach is saying Eidus. He's saying Eidus either for kiyum shtaros or it was l'shma. You're saying Eidus. Then the Gemara asks, well, if you're saying Eidus, you need two people. So the Gemara says, oh no, here it's a guna kilber abanan, eight echad is enough, like all time eight echad then be sure. That's the Gemara. At this part of the Gemara, it's edus, right? It's a goddess edus. Now, for edus, let's say me and Izzy see, Nate, are you a killer or the guy who's killed? What are you always?
The guy who's killed.
What?
The guy who's killed.
The guy who's killed, yeah. Right? Okay, very good. So me and Izzy see Ben Simon running after Nathan. Listen closely. They run into a house. Ben Simon comes running out with his bloody knife. We run in the house, and there's Nathan stabbed to death. We go to court, and we tell them this story. What does Bezin say?
Yeah.
What? Nothing. Why is it nothing? What?
You
didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything. You didn't see. But it's more than that. It's also, that's not Haggadah's Eidus. You're not saying Eidus that he killed him. You're inferring that he killed him. For Eidus, what do you need for Eidus? More than see that, you have to say the act. You have to see the act and say the act.
Azara.
What? Azara. No, not Azara. No, that's nothing to do with Azara. No. It's that Bezin has to hear the Edom say, this happened. Bezin can infer from Edom that it happened.
That's the real witness.
That's the real witness. You have to say it happened. According to both Rans Pshatim, if this guy is an aid, he says, v'ayinech. So we say, stama l'shma. How do we know it's l'shma? What? In the first pshat, especially according to the first pshat. How do we know it's l'shma?
We infer.
What?
We infer it.
Is that good aidus?
No.
That's not good aidus. Rashi says, Ron, you don't make sense. In the beginning of the Gemara, we're talking about aidus. Here, is the eight saying it was l'shma? No. What are we saying? We're making up this whole story. He thought in his mind this. He's saying this. He must be saying that. Is that good edus?
No.
That's not good edus. In the beginning of the Gemara thinks it's regular edus until the Gemara asks, what does the Gemara ask at the end? Hey, you need two edus. So we find out it's not real edus. But at this point in the Gemara, it's real edus. So Rashi says, if it's real ages at this point in Gemara, they have to say it. There's no getting out of it. If they don't say it, it's not kosher. If he doesn't say it, it's not kosher. So, as much as the Ran makes sense, Rashi says, Ran, it might be true when you say, he means l'shma, and he for sure means l'shma, and that must be the story. But is that good ages?
Yeah.
No. Must be the story. He meant it. That doesn't work, Rashi says. And it's so, this Rashi is so strong, it's Akasha and the Ran. What is the Ran saying? You know? So it must be that in some way the Ran holds, even in the beginning it wasn't Edus. But Pashup Shah and the Gemara, in the beginning, it was Edus. So much so that the Gemara asks, hey, you need two Edim. Yes.
But according to the Ran, the default is Lishma. Like, that is the established way. By the other Edus.
You're learning it wrong again. You're saying the default's Lishma. That's not what Tosa says. Tosa says, Stama Lishma Kamasid. His Haggadah is Stama Lishma. Not the default is Lishma. That's not what Tosa says. Yes.
Are we saying that that in the beginning, like it's because it's real Eidos, therefore?
Therefore, all this stuff that Duran says wouldn't work in real Eidos. It doesn't work.
So we should be choshish for the small. So we should be choshish for the small.
We don't care. Choshish not choshish. I have to hear from the Edom, Haggadah's Eidos. Do I hear it from Edom? No. In Iran, I do not hear it from Edom.
According to the second
terrace. In the first terrace, for sure not. I don't hear it from Adam.
Because you don't hear it at all.
Right. According to the second shot, I hear it a little. Maybe. According to the first shot.
The second terrace is
But the first shot, it's real inference. He was thinking this, and he said this, so he probably means this. That's not Adidas. Yes. But I have to finish. One second. I have to finish. Because, I got to tell you the beauty of this. Tosel says, Stam Lishma, like Rashi says later. Now, but Rashi here says, not Stam Lishma, right? So what do you mean Rashi says it later? Rashi does say it later. If you look at that Gimel Amud Aleph, after the Gemara decides one aid's enough, there's Rashi and that Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashi starts with the Lo Gayas. Are you with me? Can you look at the Rashi Lo Gayas? Rashi says, it's talking about the eight saying, Rashi says, and then you ask him, it was written Lishma, and he says, yes. That's our Rashi, right? Inami or Stam Lishma Kamasid. Oh, Stam Lishma, Tosfos. How could Rashi say both? Rashi and Tosfos.
Now he's going to
say
both.
Well, how do you say both?
No, now he's on board with that.
But let me explain something to you. At the end of the Gemara, you believe one. Why do you believe one? Yes? Mishum Meguna. So says the Ritva, says all the Mishonim. Mishum Meguna, what? What do you mean, Mishum Meguna, you believe what? One. You don't believe one. Because we have Alacha Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin. What does Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin mean?
We believe one
aid.
The only issue was
when we believe one aid. So here, Mishum Meguna, we believe one aid. Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin. Now, Rashi says, not here, but it's Rashi, many Gemaras, that Eidach and Nebisurin, how do you Eidach and Nebisurin? So Rashi says, hey, you're allowed to go to your friend's house and eat. Every time you walk into a Jew's house, you don't have to say, is it kosher? No. You take on it's kosher. Eidach and Nebisurin means that if he serves it to you, that means it's kosher. Eid Echad is saying it's kosher, right? Very good. So Rashi says, wait, now you go into someone's house and you want to eat something and the guy gives you something, Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. No place it ever at all does it say you have to ask him if it's kosher. You have to ask him. If you go into Izzy, go to Eitan's house, and Eitan's mother gives you a steak sandwich. You can eat it. Why can you eat it? Did you ask if it's kosher? Did she tell you if it's kosher? So how's it Eidach Nebisurin? What? Cheskes kashus. What does that mean? That means that in the din of Eidach, inference is enough. You don't have to say it. As long as you know by giving you this sandwich, what is she saying? It's kosher. You know she's a frum woman, so by giving you this sandwich, you know by inference. So we see in the halacha of Eidach Nebisurin, you don't have to say Haggadah. What's good enough? Inference. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, in the beginning of Gemara, it's real Eidus. Therefore, you have to say Lishma. At the end of the Gemara, Rashi says, oh, I agree with Tosfos. I agree with Duran. Stam Lishma. Why? Because in Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, do you need Eidus? No, inference is good enough. That's the beautiful thing that he said. To me, it's great. Yes? What? Yes. Not only could Eidach be a woman, but we're going to learn the whole din of Eidach and Nebisurin, we learn from a woman. Because, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it here, but a wife comes home and she says, husband, I just went to the mikvah, so we're allowed to have relations. Hey, where's the Eidim? She was a Nida. It's Karis. Where's the Eidim? She's Eidach and Nebisurin. She's Eidach. We learn the whole din of Eidach from a woman. And there it's the same thing. she doesn't have to tell you. She comes home and she says, okay, let's have relations. And you don't have to say, did you go to the mikvah? She doesn't have to went to the mikvah. By coming home and saying, you know, okay, inference, it's good. Same thing.
Well, is that different because she has what to do? She's trying to also, if it wouldn't be good.
Meaning it's in her best interest also.
Okay, we're going to discuss that when we learn the Tosfos about it. That's a good question. Is there a difference in Eidach and Nebisurin if the person also will get Yitzir? We'll see.
I mean, I guess we have
to prove technically. We'll see. Right, one second. Yes. Yeah.
The Gemara rejection says it's the Seller Shabarabah.
And then the Gemara says.
You need anything because it's Rokikin.
Yeah, so therefore, and the end is Eidach and Nebisurin.
That's the end. That's because it's not common that you need Yitzir at all. Therefore, on that Eidach, there.
And what are we left with? Dr. Rick for Eidach and Nebisurin.
But the reasoning still applies.
Yeah, but it's a din of Eidach and Nebisurin. So we see in the din of Eidach and Nebisurin, we don't need a real Agada. Inferences are good enough. Yes?
I don't know why we need this answer for the Ron. Because according to the Ron, they're inferring it from what he said, but they're saying everything that they could say already, right? They don't know his thoughts. They saw him write it. They saw it being sealed. Right?
Very good. So how does Beth know it's Lishma?
Well, even if they had said it was written Lishma, it would be if they saw the same thing.
I didn't have to say it. Bezdin's knowledge and Bezdin's inference is not good enough.
Them seeing it being written.
Lishma. They see Lishma.
What's the difference between saying we just Fainachtam and Fainachtam Lishma?
Because they're saying it's Lishma. If you say Fainachtam Fainachtam, they're not saying it's Lishma.
The thing that they're testifying about is the exact same thing.
But not saying it's Lishma.
I'm saying it should. Why isn't it included?
That was the Ron's two answers.
Right, and
what makes it included? Inference makes it included.
Why are we assuming it's inference? Why isn't it just
standard? Did they say it?
It's another way of saying
it. No, it's not. That's not what the Ron says. The Ron says, if he said by nothing, that means he asked himself this question, and he answered. He didn't say it because this is what he means. That's what the Ron says. Is that Adas? No. Yes. We'll see that when we get to the Tosfos. Okay, yes.
Why did Rashi earlier say that you have to ask him? And now he changes the gameplay.
Because one, you need Eidus, and one is Eidach and Nebisurin.
When was it
Eidus
and when was it?
In the beginning of the Gemara, it's Eidus. It's a din of Eidus. Then the Gemara says you should need two, but it's a din of Eidus. You say Eidus
and Lishma.
The fine nachtav is Eidus, that's Lishma.
So why would you ask him?
That to have Eidus. They have Eidus, Lishma. So the Gemara asks that. That's what the Gemara asks, but you still have Eidachad. That group for the Gemara asks. If it's Eidus, you should need two. That's the Gemara's question. So till that question, we learned it was Eidus. Then the Gemara says, but if it's Eidus, you need two. So before that question's asked, it was Eidus.
A Parsha.
A Parsha. Okay, two more questions, then we go to Parsha. Thank you.
If it was Eidus, then it's still right back.
Yes.
Why can't you just say that the difference between Rashi and Tosfos is the way that they learn of the king of Shema?
You could say that, but that doesn't answer really. That doesn't help us for the second shot in the in the Ron.
In the first shot,
you could say that. You could say that. Yes.
And so, how would we answer Rashi on the Daf Gimel though?
What?
Rashi changed his limud of what it meant to the king of Shema then?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that yet. Yes.
Didn't the Gemara just say that this case is Mitzurin?
So we didn't learn that Gemara yet. The Gemara says it's not Yisurin, it's Erva. It is Yisurin and Erva, and we have to learn the Tosfos and we have to learn the Kivager. That we're going to learn. It's Yisurim. It's Yisurim. It's Yisurim. In the beginning it's Eidus.
Right.
At the end it's Eidach and Bisurim.
But it's not Yisurim though.
What?
It's not Yisurim.
Of course it's Yisurim. Dovah Shebarev is not Yisurim?
The Gemara only says it's not
Yisurim. The Gemara is asking, it's such a strong Yisur that you need two Eidim. Of course it's Yisurim. Davashim Erva is just saying it's Isser of Erva, which you need two Eidim. But it's Isser. Because the Gemara says we don't apply Erva because Rov Bikian, we won't apply Erva. That's what the Gemara says. We don't apply Erva, so then we're back to Eidach and then Bisurin. That's what happened here in the Gemara. Now we're going on. We're doing Parsha. I got to do Parsha. Now.